AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Amid mounting criticism, President Obama went on the offensive today as he defended the nuclear deal with Iran. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports Obama is rejecting charges that by making such a deal, he's abandoning four American citizens who are currently jailed or missing in Iran.
The four include a Washington Post reporter and a Christian pastor. And the president bristled at a news conference when a reporter asked if he was content leaving their fates up in the air as he celebrates the nuclear deal.
That's nonsense. And you should know better. I've met with the families of some of those folks.
And Obama said just because they weren't freed by the pact doesn't mean the U.S. has given up.
We are working every single day to try to get them out.
But he says tying the four to talks on Iran's nuclear program would only have made them pawns, in exchange for whom the Iranians would have demanded additional concessions. Mark Smith at the White House.
A day after the nuclear deal was inked in Vienna, Vice President Biden went to Capitol Hill to rally support for it among fellow Democrats. After their meeting, New York Congressman Steve Israel said he has a lot of questions about the deal after reading it all the way through.
Lifting of the embargo on conventional arms and missiles. The IAEA verification process, for me, is not anytime, anywhere. I think that there are some very significant delays built into that.
Alabama authorities have released video and audio footage from last Friday night when a man died after police said he was pepper sprayed. The video does not show Anthony Ware being pepper sprayed. A former television news producer whose interest in the death of President John F. Kennedy helped launch a museum at the warehouse where Lee Harvey Oswald opened fire died today in Dallas. He was 68. This is AP Radio News. The Greek Parliament has just passed an austerity bill needed as a first step in the open bailout negotiations that are underway. The Federal Reserve is likely to raise interest rates later in the year.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen tells the House Financial Services Committee the Reserve is apt to raise a key interest rate by the end of the year. Yellen says increasing the federal funds rate
will signal how much progress the economy has made in healing from the trauma of the financial crisis.
The Fed's benchmark rate has been at a record low near zero since December 2008. That means borrowing rates for consumers and businesses have also been at historic lows. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The stock market edged a few points lower today, ending a four-day rally as a drop in energy shares and jitters over Greece outweighed encouraging earnings reports from banks. I'm Ross Simpson.